Thank you for downloading this chaplaincy podcast from our Advent and Christmas series. Each podcast consists of a short reading, a 2 to 3 minute thought, and a piece of music, some of which has been specially produced for us. For more podcasts, please go to our chaplaincy webpage at uhmbt.com/services/chaplaincy. We hope that you enjoy having a little time to think. Merry Christmas.
This is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, Judah the father of Perez and Zerah, the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife, Solomon the father of and Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, and Mary was the mother of Jesus, who was called the Messiah. Thus there were 14 generations in all from Abraham to David, 14 from David to the exile to Babylon, and 14 from the exile to the Messiah. Well, that's some list, that's for sure. Ever done your family history? Big thing these days, and there's a TV programme, isn't there? Who do you think you are? And that's the question that lies at the heart of this genealogy. The four Gospels all have a different emphasis. It makes them fascinating to read and compare and to analyse. The emphasis in Matthew is on Judaism. He's very keen to draw our attention to the fact that Jesus is Jewish and doesn't want that Jewish heritage lost in any way, shape or form. Hence, he begins his Gospel by rooting Jesus in this long line of great biblical figures. Jesus is Jewish. He's got the whole history and tradition behind him, from the call of Abraham to the growth of David and his kingdom, to the exile of the Jews in Babylon, to the return from Babylon, to the restoration. He's rooted in it. And that means it's much more powerful later on in the Gospels when Jesus can come out with statements such as, "Don't think I came to abolish the law and the prophets. I didn't come to abolish them, but to fulfil them, because I'm rooted in them." Being rooted is incredibly important for us. You need to know where you come from in order to know where you're going. You need to know that you belong in order to find a place in society and life. And all Matthew is doing at a very simple level is showing us that Jesus belonged. He was rooted in a particular community with a particular history at a particular time and place. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Perhaps most importantly, Jesus was so rooted in his time and his place and his community, it gave him a sense of confidence and purpose that he could affect where he lived. He could influence people. He could make a difference. And maybe that's one of the great lessons we can take from this. If we know that we belong, if we know that we feel rooted, if we know that we can have a sense of purpose about our lives because of the comfort and confidence that brings, then maybe we can just make the world around us a wee bit better than it is.
We hope that you enjoyed this podcast from the Morecambe Bay Trust Chaplaincy Team. To download more podcasts, please go to the UHMBT website/services/chaplaincy. Have a Merry Christmas and a purposeful year.